We continue the Shir Sichai Saran, Seif Kuf Samach Gimel, paragraph 163. This paragraph, we pause for a moment to deviate a little from the regular. I've never done this before. I tried to avoid injecting anything personal into these shiurim. For this case, I feel that I must. This one very short paragraph is what altered my life, changed it, and made it. Strange to say that one little paragraph can do it, but this definitely did. My entire life was changed because of this one paragraph. This happened at the approximate age of 16. Until that time, going to Masifta Teirav Adas, which was at that time the greatest yeshiva and probably in the world, before World War II, at least in America, and the learning was at the high peak. There was no time for play whatsoever. We got to a point where I felt that I wanted something more, to advance a little higher. And one day, this happened one day suddenly, that night I selected, it was late in the evening, I selected the Sefer Hishtapchus HaNefesh, which deals with the topic of Hizbeinus, davening to Hashem privately. The Hakdama, the preface to that Sefer, is called the Snagus Abenazal's custom in this item of Hizbeinus, and how Abenazal became great through Hizbeinus. I began to read that very slowly, very carefully, and when I got to this paragraph, the one we're about to state, a very brief paragraph, something happened suddenly. Difficult to describe, but suddenly I felt that somehow the gates of heaven were opened. I began to see a tremendous light, an ethereal, a heavenly light. I realized first a little how great Abenazar was, much greater than I ever thought before. Secondly, how important and how valuable, how priceless was the element of tshuva and his hesbedidus. And also, how important it is to be zeicher, to be a breslover, a follower of Abenazar. At that moment, I decided to pursue this as much as possible. Sif Kuf Samach Gimel. Again, a short paragraph, but as we said, a very meaningful one. Abenazar relates, Abenazar lived in the city of Zlatipoli. Abenazar was there for a couple of years before moving to Breslov. Now, during the time that Abenazar was there, Abenazar heard this from a man who was in that city and who experienced this incident, who related it to Abenazar. One summer day, Abenazar arose early in the morning, he davened Vasikin, and then he sent his young daughter Sarah to call this man. The name of the man is not revealed here. Abenazar said to this man, come with me, let's go for a walk outside of the city limits. It was a small town, wasn't too far to get out into the woods. They went out to the fields, and there, walking on the grass, Abenazar said to this man, if you were only zeche, you were privileged to be able to hear the sounds that are taking place here, the songs, the praises to Hashem, the tefillos that these blades of grass are expressing right now. Every single blade of grass is saying a tefillah, a song of praise to Hashem. And that tefillah is so pure, so selfless, there is no ulterior motive in their tefillah. Their thoughts do not wander. They do not seek any kind of reward in their tefillah. How wonderful it is to hear this pure song of the blades of grass and the vegetation here. How wonderful it is, too, to be able to serve Hashem among them, to add your tefillah to theirs and let your tefillah rise up together with theirs. They kept walking till they came to a small mountain, to a cave in the mountain. And he said, let's go into that cave. They entered there. They were completely invisible from the outside. It could not be seen from the outside. Abenazar sat down on the ground, took out a sefer from his little sack he was carrying, the sefer Shaarei Tzion. Shaarei Tzion is a sefer tefillos. Abenazar sat on the ground and started to daven for this sefer. With such feeling, he began to cry, and his cries increased with intensity. The man stood nearby, transfixed, marveling at this sight. He had never seen such intense crying before, so much feeling. The man stood there holding the Benazar's coat. He waited a long time. He'd never seen such deep feelings in tefillah. Finally, the Benazar stopped crying, and he said to the man, "Walk outside and see what time it is." The man walked out and saw that the sun was about to set. It was just time to get mincha. But he was shocked. All this time from the time of Osikin, the morning on, without stopping for anything whatsoever, no question of eating or drinking or moving from the spot, Abinadol sat there in Davin, his bitterness cried through the entire day, till sundown. And when they walked out, on the way back, Abinadol said to this man, "Know that there is going to come a time when it will be very, very difficult to become a Talmud of mine, to become close to me. Very difficult, because at that time the opposition will be great. The world will be filled with opposition, obstacles, a fierce battle against the idea of Hasidus, especially of Breslov Hasidus. That time will come in the future. Right now," Rabbi Nadal said, "I am with you, and you can, if you wish, become very great tzaddikim." Benazar referred, of course, to the future, not just that time. Later generations, like now, even now, when the world has descended to a very low level, yet the fact is, even today, any person who wishes can overcome all the obstacles and can become closely attached to the Benazal and can rise upwards. That person who is really close to the Benazal will find two things. For one thing, he finds that he'll never lose hope. No matter what happens, no matter how much he may sink backwards, he'll never feel dejected or rejected or abandoned. He knows that the rope is still tied around him. No matter what sins, chas v'sholom, he may have committed, he knows that he can always return. Secondly, it is fact that those close to the Benazal Biemis are the ones who really know how to and do serve Hashem with the purest type of Avedis Hashem.